If you look back now on your time in Scotland, what would you say are the high points in your life?
Well, one of the highest points, definitely about 30 odd years ago, I used to go dancing, or no dancing, I was no dancer. I liked traditional jazz, and there was only one place that I knew of had traditional jazz. That was Eaglesham, the Eglinton Arms. And I used to go there, and it wasn't honestly in mind to find women companionship. I went there really for the jazz to begin with. And I went there regularly, quite often. And one day I see Margaret there, and we get talking. And it just went from there. She was a very nice person. I was already not living with my second wife. And so there was, not really. And Margaret and I just have been together now 30 odd years. And we've had a really happy life. At least I'm very happy. I have to ask her one day.
I think Margaret looks very happy
It's
as well.
been
She
a,
certainly
it's been a
does.
nice life we've had, and we've got a nice lot of grandchildren that I accepted. Margaret's grandchildren are like my grandchildren. And I've got two other children from a second marriage living in Glasgow, and four grandchildren. So I've had a
That's
good
lovely.
run.
That's
By the way,
excellent.
just to tell you another job that I did, I worked for 5 years with my father-in-law. We had a very big nursery, our plant nursery in Curlewc. I worked there for 5 years, hoping to take over the business one day, but it was not to be. And I therefore just finally I split with my first wife, whose father it was who owned the nursery, and left that, did something else after 5 years. Oh, I had a couple of shops, fruit shops.
And I was also going to ask you about lows in your life. Am I right in assuming that obviously the lowest time was your very early childhood?
I would think so. The more I think deeper into it, I'm really quite a sad person sometimes. When I think of the number of times I had to say cheerio to people, I could be quite, and I don't know. I've talked to people, the Hamilton Advertiser, a huge double page spread for me, and people have said to me, "I wouldn't let my child go to the corner shop." And here was your mother sending you away, but she had no alternative. They were saving our lives. So they sent us away, just go. I don't know where, if I've ever see you again, but go. That was a very low point. And a couple of low points, leaving Jenny at Glasgow, we were separated again. London, we were separated from Joe. I had a lot of separations in my life. These were low points. And then separated again in a hostel. The other two went away. I was left alone. It was sad. It was a sad time.
It must have made you a stronger person.
I don't know. I think I'm quite a strong person, but in relation to other people, maybe I'm just quite normal. I've dealt with a few things, I would think. I'm not looking for sympathy, but I've dealt with probably more than most people will have to deal with. And I think I've come out quite normal.
I think
What normal is.
you're very normal, and we thoroughly enjoyed speaking
Thank you
to
very
you.
much. It's been extremely interesting,
Thank you,
and
ladies.
I would say that definitely you're more than normal. Super normal.
I've tried to be. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.